touch on some of the more basic issues of the sugya. You here? Let's come with me. There's a seat over here. Don't be afraid. Don't be bashful. Makes it easier for me. I don't feel good today. So my throat is hurting. Huh? Anyone who moves closer makes it easier for me. I'm going to try to start, before we get to the nitty-gritty halachas of the sugya, I want to talk about some of the more fundamentals of the sugya. The Gemara brings a lot of names here at the beginning. Amar Rav Kahana bar Tachlifa, Mishmei Rav Kahana bar Minyomi, Mishmei Rav Kahana bar Malkiyoi, Mishmei Rav Kahana Rabbei Derav. Amar La Rav Kahana bar Malkiyoi, Haina Rav Kahana Rabbei Derav Mavu Derav. Mavuay Shetzidei Orach, Shidei Echad Orach, Shetzidei Echad Kotzak. Pachis Marbamis Maniach Esakayra Balaksoin, Arbamis Inu Maniach Esakayra Ela Keneged Kotzak. Rav Amar Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh Inu Maniach Esakayra Ela Keneged Hakatzar. Pein B'Taima Didi Ve'Taima Didu. In B'Taima Didi Kare Tamamai Mishum Heker. Velaksoin Li Havi Heker. In B'Taima Didu Kare Mishumai Mishum Mechitza. Velaksoin Nami Havi Mechitza. So we are told, when you have a mavoi, when one side is longer than the other, the Gemara gives a shear. When the shear of the mavoi is, when the shear of one side is longer than Dalet Amos, then it's impossible to be maniach the kara balakson. It's impossible to maniach the kara balakson. However, when it's less than Dalet Amos, then according to Rav Kahana, it's possible. According to Rava, it still cannot be done. Rav Kahana is learning that Kaira is Mishum Mechitza. That's why it allows him to maniach Balakson. Rava says no, since the Tam of Kaira is Mishum Heker. So he says that doesn't allow for Alexon. We'll get to the Taimim soon. But before that, Dalet Amos, where did we get that shear from? Why is Dalet Amos important? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say much over here. He says, "In pachis mi Dalet Amos, oy gezel chavera maniach kara balakson v'yishtamish kan barucha v'kan b'kzora." Rashi doesn't exactly magdir what exactly is significant about Dalet Amos, but some Rishonim do. Some Rishonim suggest that the reason is because Dalet Amos, I think the Rashi too, suggests that when you have Dalet Amos, it becomes like a movi bifnei atzmai. So the first kasha I had was a kasha that the Gaon Yaakov is merambus to. He asked a little differently than I would have asked it. But he assumes that Rav Yosef, back on Daf Heyam and Aleph, would have certainly been choylik. It sounds like the Shir Dalet Amos is telling the choylikus what Mavui is. So Abai holds Shir Mavui is Dalet Amos, so he'll hold the Shir as Dalet Amos. According to Rav Yosef, the Shir is only Dalet Tfach. Then the Shir here should also be Dalet Tfach. So the Gaon Yaakov, the way he asked the kash is, why didn't the Gemara here on Daf Hey bring a raya to Shitas Abaye from this sugya? And he has tirutzim as to why he suggests why we don't say that as a teretz. Why we don't ask that, why we don't bring that raya. I'm thinking something else. Taisus before, sugya and before, two things. Taisus before said, "Divrei Maskelam Rabbi Mina Mina Lo." Had the Lemaisi Raya Mila Kama Damer Shmuel Mishmei the Levi Mavoi Shiruch Boi Chaf Ama Oisa Pas Gavoya Sora the Meshich Arbaamis Mamid the Lorke Shel Mavoi Shema Lechalek Mavoi Leveis Mavois Moider of Yosef the Tzorach Dalet Amos. As in a case when you want to divide one Mavoi from another. Then Rav Yosef is masking, you certainly need a shear Dalet Amos. The Gemara itself said about Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef lapuke miteres lechi adik arba amos lemahavi mavui afila barba abarab tzvachim nami havi mavui. So what Rav Yosef is suggesting is when you want to distract something, you want to take off a tzura of mavui or a tzura of lechi. So then the shear that's required is not just a simple shear of mavui, dalet tfachim. Then you need a bigger shear, a shear that's nicker. That shear has to be Dalet Amos. Taisus tells us in our sugya, we'll get to this soon.
Why is that worse? To detract from a mavoi.
That's just the way it is. When you apparently dal tefachim is not a significant shear, and it the fact that I have dal tefachim is not mafkia from itzuras lechi, or is not mafkia that the place is one makom, which is by its nature one makom, becomes shnei mekaymus. So I'm suggesting here, Taisvus tells us something. Taisvus tells us that in the area outside the Dalet Amos, Taisvus says if it's less than Dalet Amos, he uses the lashon botel legabi mavui. It's true, it's outside the mavui, but it has its surahs like a hemshech to the mavui. If we want to make this a separate entity, a separate makom, the suggestion is that you need a shear that is going to mafki it and make it into a separate entity, separate from the mavui. So there, maybe Rav Yosef is also maida that the shear is dal amos. There's lapuke from being a tuffel to the mavui, that needs a much larger shear. That can't only be dal tefachim. Therefore, our sugit's dever poshet, that until we have dal amos, it's a given that this would be bottle to the mavui, and you could put the shear by alexon. Even Rav Yosef could be maida to that. It's only when I have a shear dal amos, that's when it's mafkia from the shear of the mavui. Okay. So that, of course, answers the gain. Why do we bring a raya from there? The answer is there was no raya. Rav Yosef was masking, was maida. Okay. Let's see Taisus for a moment. Taisus says, Meniches a kerb alexoin. Taisus brings Rashi. It says, Mishtamish kan baruchav a kan victor v'adin imoy, says Taisus. That's correct. Shapirish can delay Tamahochi, a my maniach as a car by Luxon, Habina Kara, the Holopochist Vuka Bemovli. Can I remember some of Gabi Basi Sadis with Snake Solon? The Divria Matir Osser, Raval P. Shikan, Munach, Roisha Echad, Al Gabi Amovi, ain't for a Lechalik. Taisa says there's no Sfar to be Machalik, that one side's on the movie, one side's not. Al Karacha, Taisa says, you must say that if you're a maniach, the car by Luxon, the longer side is concluded in the movie. Taisus is asking is like this. Bishlamuf, I have the mavui of three sides. So I have wherever I am in the mavui, I'm contained within Rishus Yochid. I'm sided on three sides, on every side. Taisus says, when you go outside the mavui, Taisus is not only two. Why are there two? There's the tzad aruch. And then there is the tzad that is perpendicular to the other tzadim. But the third side, the tzad of katzer, doesn't exist. Frictasis is only it's only two mechitzas. Now I know Yossi, you pointed out, I think they just mean one as opposed to the other one. I don't think they mean there's only one. It doesn't make sense. I showed it to a couple, one person. My son, I showed it to my son. Nothing. He agreed with me. It just can't be. There's no. I don't see any machlegas. Nobody says, it can't be. But even so, we have two walls. Taisa says an interesting answer. This Taisvus is one of those type of anomalous Rishonim that you sometimes find in Erevin, where you find all of a sudden out of nowhere like a shita, a brand new shita that we haven't seen. This is Taisvus Yedua, although it's a tremendous Das Yochi. The Pashtus all over is Kairis Midrabanan. Taisus is mechadish in our sugya that kera is mida araisa. Very often, what happens when you see what we'll call it an anomalous type of shita that doesn't stem with current the thinking that you see all over. What's happening is the other rishonim have assumed that some din is derabanan. Taisus has assumed over here that the din kera is mida araisa, and we'll speak in a moment. Give me a second. I just want to bring up my point. That Taisus seems to have assumed that the din of Kairos Deraisa, and as expressed in general in Erevin, we see it in the form of a Derabonim. I'll explain myself in a moment. What does he mean? How is a Kaira Mechitza? We know Tzuris HaPesach is Mechitza. Where was Niskabel Kairos Mechitza? You can't put up Kairos. He must mean that this is the din of P. Tikra Yared V'Saisim. Taisus' understanding all over is that Pitikra Yared V'Seisim always needs a shear of Dalet Tefachim. Taisus must be Mechadish that the din Pitikra Yared V'Seisim Midaraisa is even Mashu. The din that I need Dalet Tefachim is a din Derabanan. It's not such a foreign idea. We have seen the usage of Kaira in general as being Piktikra right at the beginning of our Masechta. When the Rabbeinu Yonasan HaKayin wants to explain Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that the Gaiva of a Kaira can be more than 20. He said, Rabbi Yehuda Palik, V'amar De'enu Tzarech Lemayit, D'sfira Lei Lav L'shem HaKaira Ba'alma Huskin HaKaira, El L'shem Echitza Damrin and Pitikra Yerid V'soysen. So he used it here. The Rabbeinu Yonasan didn't tell us whether or not this was a din deraisa during derabbanan. He may have held it was derabbanan. He may have held that that's the day, the hagdara derabbanan, as we did pitikra. But Taisus here seems to be telling me a chiddush that pitikra yerid v'seisim will apply to any kaira midaraisa. Midrabbanan, the shirim of dalad are nogea. That's the sugya and daf dalad. We said rechava is dalad. But midaraisa, even a kaira can be a mimashu. Inami said Taisus, another teretz. Kevan ditzi doi ha'echad aruch. Taisus says, since there's still a wall there, safe kol safe, so it's not baki barabin, can't be reshus sarabin. Taisus sounds like he's saying, similar to what the other Rishonim say, may will be like a karmelis, and he's saying, ki I gavna, I put a kaira, legozu barabonin. I saw the magia, I think in the Ritva, makes a big deal. Taisus makes a lashon of batel gabi mavui. You don't see the other Rishonim using a lashon batel gabi mavui. But the Chara L'dayti, it's posh that the other Rishonim have to agree. Why? Because the halacha is ultimately, even according to this teretz and the teretz of the Rishonim, I can put my alexon, I can put my kaira balexon on that wall. You can only put a kaira on a wall of a mavui. If we don't see the area jutting out from the mavui as being in some sense batel to the mavui, so then how could I put my kaira there? Al karchach, the part jutting out must be, in some sense, bottled to the mavli. It's outside the rishus hayachid. But that doesn't mean that in terms of the tzur, the structure of the mavli, it's part of the mavli. Therefore, Taisus is saying that the chazal did see this as being a karmelis. It's outside. So they were makil that you can put the kaira there, but they were makil that you could put the kaira on that wall because it's baltos to the mavli. Okay. You may have noticed that Rabbeinu Hananel sounds like he's saying something different. Rabbeinu Hananel says, "Pachis midalas midalat amis choshev kemoi pirtsas mavli umechitzay shel mavli poitroi soy soy." Interesting lashon. He says that the less than Dalet Amos is like a pirtz in the mavui. And the rest of the mechitzas of the mavui pater that section as well. It sounds like the Rabbeinu Hananel is learning differently from Taisus. This is not just a section that has two walls. The additional section, the part that is katzar until the end of the Makom Aruch, is part of this mavui. I look at this section of the wall that isn't built like a pirtza, as though the wall was broken. It was never built, it was paritz. But this is, in fact, part of my three-sided mavli. You're inside the Rishus HaYochid when you're there, too. So what's going on? Taisa seems to hold that there's only two walls. Rabbeinu Hananel is allowing for this wall to be considered, so to speak, as if it were there. It's just a pirtza, but in din, it's next to my mavui, is having a tzad on that third side as well. What's going on here? I might point out, Chazon Ish alludes to this a little. He dons on the fact that the kotzer wall, he says that wall has to be oimen beruba ad keneged tzad ha'orach. It just says it as a reposhim. And l'chor even Rabbeinu Hananel will be mighty to that. That I need at least an oimen beruba until this part of the wall, probably according to Rabbeinu Hananel, to include even the piritza would also have to be oimen beruba even on the stad piritza. The shaila is, what's the shaila? What's the din? Why is there machlekes? So,
when Tosfos says potel gabi mavo, he doesn't mean also midin is potter also.
No, he's learning. He's learning. It's a, he's learning. It says beferish that gligazu beirabonin. This is. I think he's learning like the other Rishonim that's midin karmelis. This is a karmelis, and when you put the kari here, the rabbanon were matir. Yeah, the Rishonim use a lush and hey mamru, hey mamru. I don't, you know, my style is not to make machlekes in all these things. You know, some people say, why did Tosfos not say hey mamru? They did say hey mamru. Rabbeinu Chanan looks like he's saying something else. It looks to me like he's saying that this is just, he's saying the other machitzas are patrus. So it looks like you're inside, but this, somebody who is in this zone between the Mokum Arach and the Mokum Kotzer is within the Mavui, and the Mavuis, the walls of the Mavui are patching, are serving for, are working for him. So he's looking at this wall that's Kotzer, just it was like a pirzi here. But you're inside the Mavui with three walls. We spoke on Hey Ben Aleph. We spoke about the machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos. Maybe remember. Tosfos drew the line when you had the Rav Yosef's Mavui. So Tosfos understood if you have a little section at the top and you have small sections at the bottom, Tosfos understood as never push it, you would draw the Jort Balakson. He asked on Rashi, the Alakson doesn't hit Arbitzvachim, doesn't make sense. Lodak. So we pointed out, Shittas Rashi seems to be that you count the Pesach like this, along the shape of the Rishus. And we said then, we pointed out an interesting Machlekes Rishonim, a Machlekes Achronim, at least how I understood it that way, between, you know, if the names are not exactly as I'm saying them, in other words, they don't exactly hold what I'm saying, the Chakir is certainly a valid Chakir anyway. The Chazon Ish seems to understand that a Rishus is formed by its mechitzas. How you structure the mechitzas forms the Rishus. So the Chazon Ish understood, and that's how he explains himself, and when he talked about the idea of Keren Zovis, Piskav Keren Zovis, the Avdi Inshi, is that when you have this kind of a structure, the understood derech of the wall would be to go from here to here, because you're always closing your mechitzas. So automatically, the Pesach is Balakson. I suggested to you that long Reb Chaim, which we'll have to just spend one day and just go through for me Tchila Vatzayif. I think Reb Chaim understands this way, but even if he doesn't, even if we'll argue on whether Reb Chaim understands this, the Chakir is valid anyway. The Rishus creates the Mechitzas. In other words, you look at the Tzura of what the structure is creating. The mechitzas are, the rishus is meant to be, and then the mechitzas are understood to encompass that rishus. For example, that's what we spoke about at the end of that shir. If you made a circle and left just the top of the circle open, so we said, according to the Chazon Ish, it looks like the rishus will end as a straight line from one side to the other. Reb Chaim, in my understanding, would see the Hemshech to be in the shape of the circle. Because you see, the whole Rishus has been formed in a circular form. The circle isn't finished. The Chazon Ish will say that the Mechitz automatically goes side to side. Follow the Mechitzes. According to Reb Chaim, the Rishus is one that is understood Mineu Bei from the structure of the Mechitzes. So I understand the Mechitzes to finish the Rishus, to encompass the Rishus according to the Tzur of the Rishus. Therefore, the Mechitzes would go in a circular form. That's how we explain then Rashi and Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. I think it's Nogea here too. If I'm right, Tosfos Lashitas. In other words, Tosfos understands if there are walls, you have Mechitzes, you have Rishus. If there are no walls, you don't have Rishus. Therefore, it's a given. If we don't have the walls here, I don't have anything. If this wall that's katsar ends, it ends. So everything that's left is outside a three-walled structure. It's not a rishus yachid. Rabbeinu Chananel sees, as you look at the entire structure, but you see something else. You see what appears to be a tzur of an encompassed rishus on all sides. So Rabbeinu Chananel understands that this wall is understood to be kilu nechshav as a hemshech. What's here, what's not here, is a pirtz seder. But the Mavui as a whole maintains a structure of three going to the end of the Mokom Ha'aruch, and therefore this is all within that Mokom that's considered Rishus Sayochid. The Chaznish here dons Barichus on the following question. He wants to know, in other words, we have this. Let me do it this way. We have this. That's what Taisus is talking about. Frank, the Chaznish, we'll just do this. Look at it. Why do we look at it like this? Why don't we look at it like this? If you look at it like this, you get your three sides. You have mechitza on this side, let's say the west. The east, there's a mechitza. It goes out a little bit, but you have a mechitza in the east. You have mechitza in the south. So he says, if you tilt the kamin gam this way, you have rishus yochid. In fact, there, you take, that's right. As my thumbs aren't doing it, but you got the idea. In other words, I'm doing the best I can. It's hurts.
It's not our
Well, hold on a second. So he then says, why over here can't I? Wait, you're going out. You're going to Mobli first. I'm going. He's talking to Rishus Yochid right now. He wants to know why this can't be the Rishus Yochid. Then put the Kairi here in Gamarno. So he says a very Chaznish type Svara. He says it has to be that's all true, that it can be Rishus Yochid until you get to a right angle. I thank Naftali for explaining. He says Alexon Kamin Maruba. Which it's interesting language. That Tully explained to me. That's what he means. He means a right angle. I thank him for that. He's right. Now, he says when you get to a right angle, then you can't say that anymore. Says the Chaznish. Why? De'im loy kein ein ledover shir. Very Chaznish type style svar. It has to be. There's some limit. You can't say every two lines. It's just, so he says when you get to that point, ein ledover shir. So I want to suggest something else. I think he's right, but let me time it. I don't think it's just Stam Ein L'Dover Shir. There's a hezbir to this. And why is it so? The reason why it's so is because you look at structures according to the way they appear to be built. The raya for that is that din you just mentioned. We talk about an amavui, the sad orcho and sad rochboy. Orcho and rochboy are based on the niyug of the people. You know, what's assumed to be the mokum of the entrance? Who told you that's the mokum of the entrance? How do you know if I gave you a structure like this, let's say, and let's say, even if I had a small tzad over here, anything, how do you know that tzad knisa would be this way? Maybe it's this way. How do you know? Because you look at minastam, the way things are built. You're going to see, guys, when you start going through the sugan team, the Rishonim are going using svaras like that everywhere. Wait till you see lechi, now they understand lechi. There's a certain given structure of how things are built. Almost every building, unless he's an unusual architect who's trying to make a fancy building, builds buildings with corners with right angles. So when you build a right angle, the assumption is this is the rishus. This is the structure. So you don't turn it like this and say, oh, now I have rishus yochid over here. Look, I have my three sides. You don't have three sides. That's not the way you look at the structure. You look at the structure, min astam, according to the way buildings and structures are built. He may be right. And that's what he's saying. When you have less, he's saying a different reason. But when you have less than a 90-degree angle, so it's an unusual structure. So I don't know how you finish building such a structure. You had a building like this, two walls. Maybe it's how to go like that. Maybe that would be Rishus Yochid. But any building that is like this, you don't look at it in the V form. It's looked at like this.
So a half of a right angle really is like a rectangle. So it's like really half a mavoi.
It's half a mavoi. That's what Taisus is asking. So Taisus sees this as having two walls. Taisus is assuming they're at right angles. I mean, I think it's just given the understanding, the push-up shot is we're talking right angles. If we were talking in a very unusual building when you had this, there's a chazanish in sukkah, which is a little bit nogeya to this. Chazanish wants to don if you have a sukkah like this. Chazanish wants to know if it has three walls. The luch is sukkah needs three defanis. Here I have two defanis, but it's encompassing three sides. And the Chaznish argues that it should be kosher. And I think he's right. I'll bring you a raya. The raya is that the Gemara says you can make a sukkah in a circle. Where are your three walls in a circle? Is it one wall? Is it six walls? Is it, how do you done that? Elamai, you see that when you have walls on three sides, that is considered to be three defanis. So when you have this, you have walls on three sides, you certainly have a sukkah. When you build this, the given understood structure of the sukkah is like this. That's how you build it. You're not going to sit in the sukkah like this. The nafkamino is obvious. When you're dealing with the oruch, the tzad oruch, you measure this. You don't measure this. Incidentally, I think this is a nafkamina. I forgot to mention this. In the Machlokes Tosfos from Rabbeinu Chananel, I just mentioned this. It's a nafkamina lahalacha. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it came out of Devar Poshet to me that the sheer oirich, in teaching the mavli, will go from the tzad ha'orich. Because that's the one big rishus ha'yochid. According to Tosfos, you're going to measure from the tzad ha'kotzer on this mavli. Everything else is outside it. The rishus ha'yochid, the actual mavli, is only going to be nidoin lefi the tzad ha'kotzer. The tzad ha'orich is outside the mavli. It's bottled to it, but it's not part of it.
If I put a lechi in the middle of my mouth, it's almost in that moment it works.
Yeah.
I'm going to measure over yeso rock going from the entrance to the mouth and up to my lechi. I'm going to measure it in the place which is more
dark. I don't know. I think there we'd met. I don't know. I would assume from the lechi. I assume because that's understood the Vokam Knesa.
Now, how do I do it here where I have a lechi going?
Because it's not so much the lechi, it's the structure. It's what the mavui is. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the mavui is bigger than according to Tosfos.
Right, correct. But now, who said that even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even if this, in essence, I can imagine it as one equal side of mavui, on both sides of it, why should I measure the middle one and I should measure the middle of the last and the middle? Why should I measure from here more than there?
I understand.
If I'm measuring from the Kairos, I can measure from an infinite amount of
it. I'm assuming Kairos. Well, that's true. So you'll measure. So I assume you measured from the end of the mavli. From the corner. That's as far as it goes. Chazanish assumed like that too. I assume that also. He assumes like that. You know, when you have Kairos and things like that, he assumes that the longer way also. I would assume that's the Eirich. The mavli, that's its furthest length is its Eirich.
Maybe an average length? So
schwer.
That's not a true, accurate.
When I enter the mavli, the mokum hiluch, if it's all one mavli, this is the mokum hiluch. So this is the side, and so you measure that whole side according to the shear of the complete mavli. Rashi says, this is the next line in the sugya. Mara says, "Amar Rav Kahana, hoyalu shmeitzah dechanihi." We got a lot of Rav Kahanas in the sugya. Ema b'milsa, ha the amras maniach akar b'alaksoin le'amar an elish shein b'alaksoina yoyser meeser. Aval yesh b'alaksoina yoyser meeser divrei kol in maniach ele kineged akatzar. So it's all part. The sugya says, if you hold mechitza, you can make it balakson. There's a shear up to 10. Rashi, in explaining the machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rava, uvalakson lehavi ekerizok Rashi sharoya b'nei mavoi nimshochin mimshtamshin b'shusarabim chutz mikineged kaisa lakotzer oimer mutter lishtamish b'shusarabim lefi she'ein oise oidev doimish shihei mina mavoi. So Rashi seems to learn that the concept of alakson over here and the kaira mishum ekeira is associated with the mokum mishtamshes. If the kaira over here, if I'm going to actually put the kaira balakson, then I will be mishtamish outside the mavli. It looks like I'm permitting hishtamshes outside the mavli. And that will, of course, violates the whole idea what the mavli is created for. It's to tell me, don't leave the rishus ha-yochid. So he says, if alakson is mishum ekeira, if people will see the B'nai Mavui going out into the Rishus, into this corner over here that's outside the Mavui, they'll think, hey, I can now use the Rishus Rabim in general. Therefore, the understanding of the purpose of Kaira requires that the Kaira can only include Mokum within the Rishus Yochid and not more. So as I showed you, whoops, I didn't bring it. Anybody looked up that, what is this? No, we have a Rambam? Anybody have a Rambam? So Reb David Arama, anybody know who that was? David Arama? So I was once very proud of myself. I found in a used bookstore Reb David Arama. I said to myself, wow, am I lucky? You know, no one can get this anymore. Then came the Shamsi Franklin Rambams, and they seems to printed Likutim, so it could say it, so that my big find is not worth as much as it was. And I think they almost quote every single time he made a Hara. He wrote the Sefer in 1535, if I'm not mistaken, was printed, and he was all of 20 when he wrote the Sefer. But it was quoted, was very makubal as a Haras on the Rambam, and he's probably related to the author of the Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak Arama, and that's all I know about him. Anyway, so having said that, I don't know if we know much more, historically much more. But anyway, he is quoted every year, once in a while, in the Kutim, to bring down his horrors. And here he had a horror. He writes, he says, Mashikosa Bago. What's in the Hagah? Hagah brings the Marami Rotenberg, that the Rush quotes. It says, this whole halacha of angle is only meaningful when you are dealing with a section that's outside the mavui. However, if you're inside the mavui, then there's no problem having the mavui on an angle, the kair on an angle. Zok there, mashikosa bagod b'teich ha-mavui yochel lahaniach ha-kair ba-lakson, afilu l'rova, hu davar teima. Techeven d'rova mar kair mishem heker hi, v'heker ba-lakson li havi heker mali bifnim, b'tzarech yin. Zok there, what does he want? Kaira is Mishum Heker. Mishum Heker, how can it be at an angle? Now, Mina Stam, the Kash is a Tamua. The Svara of the Marami Rotenberg, as the Mishnah Berurah explains it, as he says it out very clearly. I gave it to you today, those of you who looked at it. Like Shitas Rashi. The whole reason why I can't be mishtamish, I can't do it, is because we're choshed someone will see that you're being mishtamish in that area, or it even looks like it's mutter mishtamish. Oh, you can do that. You're doing Rishus Sarabin. So there, that's only true if the meduber area is outside the mavui. But if it's inside the mavui, no one will make a mistake and say, hey, that's an area that you see if you can carry there, you can carry Rishus Sarabin. Therefore, the svara pshuta is that inside the mavui, I have no problem putting my mavui at an angle. So it's tamu a little bit. It's a good svara. What is Reb David Arama objecting to in this Haggah? Kara, makes sense? So I found a mafarish a little bit off the beaten track.
Why does Rami have to go so far? The Meiri says.
Oh, so I actually found this first, but there's something that is here that isn't in the Meiri. That's why I want to show it to you.
Contradicts yourself. That's what he said. This clearly says something different.
I've got to take out a mirror. You have a mirror? Anybody have one? Oh, I'll pull it out later. Okay. Here, aval lididi sfir li dekari. Here he actually speaks out the svara. That's why this is important. Aval lididi sfir li dekari machsheres hamovui mishum heker avdina lo v'lav mishum mechitza lefichach im yasena kenegad akotzer kederach kol akareis shal gabi apsochim hari nikash yesh kan pesach. Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel, off the beaten track region, but he's there. I don't know if we know much about him, but believe that I'll try to research. I'll try to find out. Good question. Or Blau, I think, quoted it once as parish of him also. He has a sefer on Erevin. Okay. Anyway. So he's saying here, he seems to be suggesting that the very nature of a Karab Alexon doesn't look like it looked like a Pesach. Oh, When I saw this, I now knew what Reb Dovid Rama was saying. He's learning like this, like Rabbeinu Chananel ben Shmuel. So he's saying the nature of a Karev Alekson by definition doesn't have a Tzur B'Pesach. And therefore, it never works. So if Karev is Mishum Pesach, Mishum Mechitza, which is Mishum Pesach, like the Ravid we had back in Daf Hey, so he's understanding that the Karev can never be Balakson. It always has to be straight, according to the structure of your Mavli.
But if it's Mishum Heker,
he's saying in Mishum Heker, that's what it means. Mishum Heker means I'm creating an object that draws attention, that designates this as being a Pesach. It doesn't create the Pesach, but it designates it as being a Pesach. So he's saying that designation is only nicker when it is straight across and not balakson. Now, you guys were right. Have we had the Chiddush Amiri? Do we have one here?
Isn't that Mavor, the Rashi a little bit?
Rashi's saying totally different. Rashi's learning it's No. Rashi's learning that it's a chashash. That if I do the alakson, people will think it's mutter to be mishtamish here, and then they'll think that this is confused with the shus
harabim. No, I'm saying the next question. Shari, kol tafas akur havi pesach. What's Rashi wrong with that? What's that doing here?
That's talking about more than 10.
Well, it's more than 10. He's saying that's right.
That's the problem with that. Because it's going to have a different pesach, and then it's... doesn't help.
It's too wide. A pesach can't be more than 10. He's explaining the svara. Why can't be more than 10? Now... The Yossi has just pointed out to me that the Meiri seems to say that too. He says, Karamishim Hekar, like suddenly have a Hekar, Varoya Oise Mishtamisham, Yamar Shabaloi Karvalisham Heksham Mishtamish. And he doesn't say it as burr as we would like him to, perhaps, but he seems to be saying Al Derech Zeh, that someone who sees that. I agree with you. In the base of here, he does seem to indicate otherwise, but here he seems to have an objection to the very idea of the Kara being Balakson. I want to draw your attention to something else, and that is that the last Miri in this set says something very interesting. Uma'ata hursheinu lisbeinim. We were permitted to investigate. I'm watching the clock here. Yes, don't worry. Imyesh kan mavui. Read the words quick. Should see the echad nechoichi letzid the yesheni. Ela shetzad echad misrachav mishtapei. Aval kav echad shove bein roish echad roish yesheni. Hamisrachiv kazeh. He draws the picture like this. See my fingers? I can hold it up, but I got the idea. You saw it? It got sweat inside? It goes like this. One side goes straight. One side goes up and then bends here. I don't know if that the picture was in the Ksaviyad like that. Based on that picture, he now dons, do I need a Tzuras of Pesach in the over here or a Kaira? That's his deal. And he brings that some Rav in his city, Parpian, said you needed a Tzuras of Pesach. But he says, L'chumra l'ravcha d'milsa amar. And he says, really, you can get away with a Kaira. The problem is, what was the issue? What's the problem? One straight. What's the problem? So Reb Simcha Zisel here says that he was misnapek if this spot, this corner area, is a mavi okum. It's like a separate mavi, a mavi okum, and therefore you needed a tzuras of Pesach in the akmimus. It's not mashba that way at all. Not mashba that he's talking about the akmimus. Not mashba b'chalal that way. So I want to share with you what I think the Meir is saying. Just a pshat in the Meir. I don't think the picture is correct. It's not what the words say. The picture is this. Look at my fingers. It's not this with a bend. It's a straight angle like that. Those are what the words say. The words actually say that Shereish Hasheni Misrachiv Shesad Hasheni Misrachiv Umishtapeya. It extends at an angle. That's what the words mean to me. What was the problem? Was bothering was like this. I drew somebody a picture yesterday. Is it here still? And if you draw a line like this, so the Tzuras HaMavui, if you look at this wall, is like this. The second wall should be here. But it's not. It's here. So how, this is like a funny Mavui. Like how, is it this way or is it this way? if you draw the line across, well, if the surah is this way and you're going this way, that's an alaksan. If you're going this way, it's a straight line. But if you're going from here, like an alaksan. Zok there, in achinami. There was a tzad to be machmir, but he says as a dover posh it should be mutter. Why? Aval pi sheroishim nechoichim bekavishove v'shitaseinu loymar devade bekairasagi hoyelish neitzdadim shavim. So I read it like this: the havamina was that this is a problem because the kaira is balakson. A kaira cannot be balakson. If the kaira is balakson, it's possible. But says the Meiri, no, it's not balakson. Because in spite of the fact that the wall goes this way, since they end at the same point, the cut across the... This is the Tzur Samavi. The Tzur Samavi is the Pesach goes like this. Therefore, he argues, this is not called Balakson at all, this is B'Shaveh, and therefore it's Kosher. My point is, this is all the Meiri Alpi Shita, that a Kaira cannot be Balakson. That's good for the Suffolk of the Meiri at the end. That's the Dion. Is this called Balakson or not? And he says, there are Pashat, it's not. In spite of the fact that the tzura of this wall appears to be like this, and then the straight wall is this way, and going this way is balakson, but since the tzura is where the walls end at the same point, it's now called bishav, and therefore it's kosher. Okay, guys, Nitz Hashem, next time we'll get into the halachas of the sugi more. No, I wasn't. I thought the tzura was in the kosher, right?